يعني ضعف يبقى الله فهم البيز. Let us quickly start over again from the Mishnah. Rishahofach azaysav ve'ilo evil. After Apichas azaysim, if you will not squeeze out the azaysim, the base above, they're all to get rotten. Ve'ilo evil, and then he became an oval, and he was unable to bring them to the base above. So the Mishnah does not say what he can do. Then the Mishnah continues. Oy einis or oy shitu pe alem ten kere shayne menicha la acher hamoy. Then all of a sudden the Mishnah starts speaking about a second case that he had wanted to be masik his asim to squeeze out the, to be squeeze out his asim and before halamoyit, and an einis occurred or the pa'alim had fooled them, they told them they would come and they didn't come. And now it's Chalamayd already, is Tayin Kaira Rishayne, so he's permitted to put on the first time the Kaira on the Zaysim, which will help him that the Pseida Yaseira will not occur. Pseida will occur already since he does not make the complete process of squeezing out the zaysim, but al kaponim, the apsaydi yaseira will not occur. Umanicha lachamayd, and leaves it like this till after chalamayd, and then he's gaimer. Divre Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yasi, aimer, zoylef, vegaimer, vegof kedaki, he could squeeze it out, and he could do all the pu'ulas which are necessary in the squeezing out of zaysim, since it's a davar ovid. He's not mechuyev to suffer any loss whatsoever, and the gov kedaki can even go and seal the barrels. So the Gemara asks, "Posach be'evil v'sayim b'moyed." We started off; it was unable to squeeze out the zaysim. Then, because an avelus occurred, and then all of a sudden we speak about chalamoyed. Amar Rav Shisha berei de Rav Idi zaysim eres tvorim hamutorim b'moyed asurim b'mei evloy. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Mishnah speaks about two cases. One case was that he was unable to squeeze out his zaysim because of avelus, and there the Mishnah doesn't tell us an eitzah what to do. And then the Mishnah tells us another case, he was unable to squeeze out before the regel, and here the Mishnah tells us an eitzah, he can squeeze out in the regel. So the Mishnah is telling us that Dvorim HaMutorim B'moyed, even though they were Mekon Chalamoyed, Asurim B'mei Evloy, it is also B'mei Evloy. Ramach Mabayin Ovel. Rabashi Omar, Loi Mi Boi Koma. Loi Mi Boi B'mei Evloy, Dimi Darabonanu V'shori, Ala Filu B'moyed, Isim Aloch Midarai, Samokim Seydi Shoru Rabonan. And Rabashi said, Fakert, the Mishnah told us what an oval can do, because the Mishnah told us afilu b'chalamoid, which is a deraisa or an asmachta, one is permitted al kaponim according to Rabbi Yehuda to toyin kaira rishayin, and according to Rabbi Yosi permitted to everything. Savada gevis, an oval will also be permitted to do these peulas b'makim hefset. Tanya kebosi the Rav Shisha berei the Rav Idi. So the Gemara says, but we learned a Baraisa like Rav Shisha, not like Rav Ashi. The Baraisa says, Elu dvorim ha'oisin la'ovel b'mei evloi. These are the things which we do for an ovel. Zeisav hafuchim te'anim loy. So if it was Zeisav hafuchim, then it became an ovel, so we are toying for him. The kadi lokov, the pishtoni lahalois mina mishre, the tzimre lahalois mina yoyrem, these are all siyurim of adover ha'ovid, mabitzim sadeim shetegi enis amayim shaloim, abiyudoim rab zeirin lo yisod the nir, if he had plowed the field, now's the proper time to seed the field, to sow the field, so now one is permitted to do it. The soda I made is lepishton, and the soda that's I made to, that pishton should grow, so we seed the field b'mei aveloi. Now, all the time, we see over here, there's a chaymer by oval over regal, that by regal we said that he's permitted to be toyin koira rishayna minicha, or according to Rabbi Yossi, he's permitted to do all the pu'ulas. And by oval we see he's not permitted to do it, toyanim loy. Others do it for him. Amruloi, im lay tizra bebocher, tizra be'eifel, im lay tizra pishtan, tizra mimin acher. And the Chayukim and Rabbi Hude said that we will not permit him, this is not a hefsed gomo, it's not a hefsed yeseire, if he will not plant pishtan now, if he will not plant the field right after it was chorush, it can be done later, and he can plant other things. So even though there is a hefsed miyat, but we are not matter for a hefsed miyat, the malocha should be done for an oval. This is we were up to last week. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, Zeisav Hafuchim. What is if it was Zeisav or Hafuchim, and that means if you won't do something with them now, you won't bring them to the Beis Abad, they'll get rotten. The Ein Shom Umin Elohu. And there's not around another woman, only him. That means if he won't do it, there's going to be a hefset. Kadai Loguf, he has to seal his kad, or the chavis, the Ein Shom Umin Elohu, he's the only one that can do it. Pishtoni lahalis min amishre, v'tzimroi lahalis min ayere, v'ein sham umen alohu, areize yase betzine. So then, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, in Tosfos, Bemisin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is also moide to Rav Shishe, that Bemisin Avelis is more chomo than regal, and we are not matter normally for an oval to do malocha, even though it is a dover on ovid. But he says if the situation arises that ein sham umen elohu, so then the deen is, should he suffer a tremendous hefsed, or should we be matter that he should do the malocha himself? So Shimon Gamliel said in such a case, we are matter, he should do it himself. But he should do it betzine. No one should see how he's doing it. What is the inyan of betzine? So, Ben Shloime Ben Ayosim says, the inyan of betzine is like this, that people will see that he's doing maloche, bimei avilusoi. So people will say that Takonos, he's not Machshiv, the Takonos Chazal, he's not Mechabed Meisoi. People will speak about him. So Memeila, we don't want that people should see him as an oval doing Meloche. No, we're matter to do the Meloche, so it should be done in an oifen that no one sees him. The lashon of the Rabbi Shmuel Shloime ben Ayosim is Sharoya Oyma Kotsu b'mitzvus Chachomim ve'ene roitze lachabed meisav. He's too involved in his business and his asokim. So there's a marasai in the kishayla. So therefore, this should be done betzina to avoid that. Yeser al kain Omar Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a bigger chiddush. And the Keren Eiris says, what is the bigger chiddush? Till now, we were matter him to do maloche. If for him, it's a davar ha'ovet. Yes, al ken am Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, im hoyo umen l'rabim, besaper ubalon l'rabim, v'igiyye eis ha'regol, v'ein sham umen alohu, arei ze yaseh. Now the bigger chiddush was that if the rabbim needs him, צריך רבים, צריך הרגל, תל הדבר העובד to him, but there's a צריך הרבים and a צריך הרגל. So you also, ואין שם אומן אלוהו, he is the only sapper or balon available, the only barber or the balon is one who takes care of the merchets, so he's also permitted, and here it's befaresye, because he's handling with people, he can't give people haircuts betzine, so memela or the melchats also, so this is here, it's mutafilo befaresye, even though he is not directly suffering a hefsid, it's not a dover ha'ovid by him, afal pikein, they were mata. And before we see Rashi, I hear the ha'ore, the lashon of the barais imhoya umen l'rabim. Now what is umen l'rabim speaking about? V'saper ubalon l'rabim. So normally, we would learn that an umen means a makis dam, a person who extracts blood. So first of all, this is not a tzairich or regel to extract blood, fakert. Hazal told us that Erev Eregel one is not permitted to extract blood. It's a sakone, Erev Shuas, it's a sakone, there were guys all Erev Yom Tovim, or to Erev Shuas, and it's not a tzairich haregel. So I found in Meiri, Meiri says, im hoyo umen l'rabim, kigoin shahoyo saper oibalon. That means Umen is not a makis dom. Umen is a professional. That his profession is affects the rabbim. The vav of v'saper is a little unclear. Itak is not geiris with a vav. But yom l'rabbim saper ubalon l'rabbim v'giyei sarego. So then it is permissible for him to do this. Let us see Rashi. Balon sheme beis hamelchetz u'misham sham bebeis hamelchetz. The day to be called Echad Ischorim. There's a lot to do. So, Memele, Vigia Isarego, Shakur Tzrichenloi, Areza Yasa. Kiven the Islai Pseide, Vikanami Tzerech Rabbin. So, the Kerneira says, that what Rashi says, the Islai Pseide is a Slavdavke. That's not Ika Heta. That's not called a pseida, that's called Nias HaRevach. That even though his most busy season is Erev HaRegel, but that's not called he as a pseida. Forget the Kerneira says, forget the Chiddush of Yeser HaKein Omar Rabin Shimon Gamliel, that even though there's no pseida, so he says that this is Lav Davke. Kenami Tzerech Rabin, V'legosinen Hoche Betzine, the rabbi is doing it for a rabbi. This cannot be done between. Now we continue. Ha'arisin v'achakirin v'kablonim re'elu yasu acherim b'shvilon. Ha'arisin mekablei hasodes v'mekabel hasode. Rashi and the Rif says lemechze leshlish levia. That means this is the giving a percentage of what will grow in the field to the bailim, and they take the rest. That is ha'arisim. Hachakirim shekibel leshmira la'ovdo. You will makabel the field l'shmira la'ovdo, to watch the field, to work on the field. L'schum kach v'kach kurim ani noisin loch mimeno. But here they're not giving a percentage to the bailim. They're just giving a certain amount of kurim and mimeno. Agav uche, the Rif in Bab Metzia says as follows. The Rif differentiates between a choker
in the Oretz. Hachoyker noisin loy peiris ktsuvim mi mokaim shuhu roitze.
From wherever he has given peiris, that was the opmach. And now he gives him money, he's renting a field. And the field, all the produce that will grow in the field belongs to him. And the agreement was, he has to give him peiris ktsuvim mi mokaim shuhu roitze. Ve'ein loy lebal al lebal hakarke betvuas hakarke klum. He doesn't have anything in this karke. He has no schusim at all in this karke.
Rashi seems to say not like that. Rashi says, ani noisin locho mimeno.
And Rashi, the way Rashi learns pshat in the sugye, I think Rashi was forced to say it, and we'll see soon why.
Kablonim, what is kablonim? Shekiblu l'shaimro l'zman ploini, v'schum kach v'kach.
Now here, it's a third inyan, that's fakert. All the tvua belongs to the bailim, and he's paying them for their services.
Shekiblu l'shaimro l'zman ploini, v'schum kach v'kach.
Ben yiharbe oimaat. That means, in this third case, they get a certain amount of wages.
Re'elu yasu acherim bishvilam.
So in all these three cases, yasu acherim bishvilam, so others should do this. And l'chayre, where it says Yasu Acherim Bishvilam does not only mean that others can do it, no, they can hire the Acherim. Bimei Aveilusam, that they should do, that they should take over. And the heter of this is, number one, if they won't do it, there'll be a hefsid for the Bala Sode. Means the Bala Sode is dependent on their work. They're the Arisim, Chakirim, and Kablonim. And number two, they're Meshubit. That means they have an obligation, they have an Achrayis, they're meshubit to him to make sure that the property, that the karke should give out proper payers. So memele, this combination, sai mitzad, they're achrayis, they're mekabel achrayis on the field, and sai, if they won't do anything, there'll be a hefsa to the balabos. So here there's a heter that achayim can do it. And as I mentioned before, the Chazon Ish says, they're permitted to be soicha achayim. Ha'le'elu yasu achayim bishvilon. The Chazon Ish says, tamazei adava ha'ovid, if someone has a loss, so then the by a chalamoide din is, if someone has a dove ovid, I'm allowed to work for him. But he says, by an ovid, there's no such din. It's a hakirim, a arisim, a hakirim, a kablonim. They were makabal on themselves, that they're achroi. And that's why Rashi had to say a hakirim is, kach v'kachum anoysa l'chom mimeno. That means that from Rashi it would seem that the chiv to give kach v'kachkurim is mimeno, and if nothing will grow, so they don't have to give. That's the whole chiyuv was mimeno. So their permitted al kaponim is that others can do for them. Hare'elu yasu acherim bishvilo. Hachamorim hagamolim v'hasafonim. Now these are people who were in the transportation business. They used to be manik hamorim, or camels, or ships. And they, perhaps they also had their own chamorim and gamolim.
their own chamoyrim and gemalim. Hareelu layasu. So here we're speaking about that they want to rent themselves out. Bimei aviluso. Rashi says, "Agamolim v'asafonim reelu layasu lo yaskiru lechatchila." Bimei aviluso, they're not permitted to rent themselves out. Lefi shamaloche shelohem. So this is that's their maloche. That means that's their business. It is their business to rent out, and the novel is also v'maloche. Fi shamaloche shelohem. V'im hayu muchkorim oy muskorim eitzel acherim. Hare eilu yasu. But if they were already rented out to someone else, so then they themselves are permitted to continue their work, bimei abiluso. Samayrdik mechudishtik Rashi, Rishayna machilikan Rashi, I think in Shulchan Aruch we don't paskin like Rashi, but let us now learn Shitas Rashi. Bimhoyu muchkorim oy muskorim heim oy behemtam eitzalachem. They were rented out. And Rashi says a whole scenario over here. L'mahalech chodesh oy chadosh. They were rented out to transport something that would take a month or 2 months. And in the middle of transporting, Rachman and Etzlan, they became avelim. Arei Eilu Yasu Haim, I think it would be better if it goes Haim Atzmon. They themselves are permitted to do it. Now why are they permitted to do it? So Rashi says on this three reasons. Reason number one, V'lo Yafsidu Kol Schorah. That means, here Rashi considers this a Dova Obed. That means Rashi made a whole scenario that they had hired themselves to transport something which will take a month or 2 months. That's their, they're not a schir yoim. They obligated themselves. They'll see that they'll be transported from Mokim Aleph to Mokim Beis, which is a distance of one or two months. Now, if in the middle they take off a week for Shiva, So they'll never make the dateline. So what the agreement was, they'll never be Mekayim. He told them if they'll get it there in a month or 2 months, whatever the agreement was, he'll pay them. They're going to take off a week and everything will be pushed off a week, so that's not the agreement. So here is, this already is a dova hoved. They were working already 2 weeks. And they won't get a penny for the working. They weren't a schir yoim. They were a kablin. If they're not showing any results, they won't pay them anything. So it's a hefset for them. So here it's a dova hoved for them. Ubailim nami lo yafsidu. Here also the bailim will lose. That means if they won't do it, so the Bailam will also lose. So therefore, here there's a Heta Malacha. This is a Dova Ha'ovid, which involves two people who are losing, the Avelim and the Bailam. Ba'ocho loiktoni al yedei acherim. So now Rashi asks Akashi. Good. So what is it different than Harisim? Harisim, we said also, Mistama, we took into consideration the hefzid of the Bailim. Mistama was the heta. But we were only matar ayidei acherim. And here we are matar. They themselves are permitted to do it. It's a moiridike kula, according to Rashi. An oval and the shiva is, he's working. He's transporting. So Rashi says, Sherei hein ba'atzmon muskol. because they themselves are rented. Avol arisim efshel lahem aydei acherim ba'avodas karka. I think Rashi means to differentiate as follows. That arisim, arisim are investors. That means they're taking a karka and they're going to give a percentage to the owner and don't keep the rest. And Oris was never Machayev himself that he'll do the dirty work, that he's going to plow, he's going to... There was no such Shibbo, there was no such Chayshem Mishpatik agreement. So the whole problem is, if you won't permit the Oval Ayidei Acherim, so there'll be a Hefset. There'll be Hefset for the Bailim. So we tell the Oris that he's permitted to do it. And I think Rashi means because they never obligated themselves that they themselves will do the work. They're achroi to see that it should grow. That's what they're achroi. But they themselves should do the work, that they're not achroi. It seems, I think Rashi means, by the Gamolim and the Safonim, Shreihen ba'atzmo muskorim, they were hired for their services. They were hired for their services, so therefore they are permitted to do it. And perhaps the lomdus of Rashi is that as follows. First, the first half of Rashi explain to us why there is a heta of malachim. Why malach is permitted to be done. That means whatever it is, either they're hiring other workers, they're doing something which normally an oval would be also. And the heta was because there'll be a hefset for them, there'll be a hefset for the bailim. So that's why malach is mutter. Now, we have a different shaila. How much should we be mata? So Rashi says as for, harei hein muskorim, hein ba'atzma muskorim, they rented themselves out. So it's not as pshat is like, pshat is that they, in some way, we consider them, they belong to their maskil. I rented out. So pshat is, I mitzad atzmi, the Safon or the Chamo mitzad atzmoi is an oval, but he belongs to the Bailam. He was rented out to the Bailam. The Bailam is not an oval. So the Bailam is not affected by his Avela since he belongs to the Bailam. I think that is what Rashi means. So that's what it says. But if you muchkorim umuskorim eitzel acherim, harei elu yasu. So then, if they themselves were rented out, so they are permitted to do the malach. Schir yoin, afilu beir acheres lo yasu. Rashi says, schir yoin, echot, was rented for one day. Vafilu beir acheres, ve'en yoidim shom shu'ovu, v'leke mishumares ayim, lo yasa oyil ubiyodei lachzer, kedamrinen poil choyzer, vafilu b'chatziyoyim, v'leke pseide kulei hay. Now Rashi says a few things over here. The first thing that Rashi says, there's a chiddush, it says, afilu hein beir acheres. What's the chilek? The afilu hein beir acheres. They're in a different ear. The mind of gemine. So Rashi says there's no marasayim. So what does Rashi mean? There's no marasayim. So dachsmil. Rashi means the way we had mentioned before from the Rabbeinu Shloime Ben Ayosem. Ben Shloime says that what is the union of betzine? Betzine is that a person is
שרויה אימא קוצו במצווס חכמים, ואיני רויצה לחבד מייסות, פס אינו בצינא. זה בזנדר המערס עין, כדן אפילו ומטר מעיקר הדין מלוכה, but we have to take into consideration what people will say, what people will think. That's why they said in Betzina. Here, this Schir Yoim, we want to say that there's no problem, because no one knows he's an oval. He's coming, this is a different mokim, no one knows him at all. So there's no Marisayim. Afal Pikein, he is not permitted to do Meloche, Meikaradin. And why, so Rashi says, why not? Veleke Pseide Kulahai. That's the end of Rashi. There's no Pseide. And Rashi seems to differentiate the Gamolim and the Safonim. We're speaking about that they were Sochu l'mahalach chodesh oichadosh, and we're speaking about a month's work. And if they take vacation now, so they'll yafsidu kol shcharon. So that's a hefsed gadol. So memeila. So therefore, we have to be matir meloche. A schir yoim, who is a socher only for a day, as she says, schir yoim echot. That is true. The wages he was supposed to get today, that he's going to lose. He's going to lose those wages. There's no such hefset. Sai not for him, and perhaps sai not for the balabas also. So it'll be a part of the day. He hired a worker, and the worker is chayz in the middle of the day. Now Rashi draws in another vote. Rashi says, "Hoyel ubiyode larze kedamrinen poyel chayzer vafilu bachatziyay." L'chayre, when I learned this Rashi, I thought l'chayre is a stira with the previous Rashi. The previous Rashi says, "Im hoyu muchkorim or miskorim, they themselves are permitted to do the work." So Rashi said, "Sherei hein ba'atzmon nuskorim." They alone, they're rented out. And here, all of a sudden, by Eschir Yoim, he's also rented out. But here Rashi goes, "But poil yochel lachzer b'chatzi yoim." And why did he say that before? Also, before we don't mention this poil yochel. So I think the way we had mentioned before, the two different things. Before we were mevarer that there's a hefsed godel, sai for the safon, sai for the bailim. So there's a heter meloche. And then we said, but good, there's a heter meloche, so let someone else do the maloche. So he said, no, it's permission. He's musker to the balabos. So it's not even considered like he's doing the maloche. I mean, he belongs to the balabos. So memela, you cannot, because of his availus, you cannot, I mean, this is konui, he's konui to the balabos. So Mamela, that's where the balabos is, a kinyanin and a shibadan, that he himself has to do the malachim. That is after we already know that there is a heta malachim. The din is who should do the malachim, then we could use this as a sniff that he should do the malachim, because he's coming to the balabos. But to build with this, to say that he can't be noyik his avelus because he belongs to the balabos. So Rashi says that's also not true. Because poyel yochel lachzaboy. You can't create a heter meloche because he's muska to the balabos if there's no other reason. That means if to be upset, so we have already a heter meloche. Now the din is
who should do the malacha, then we can use this as a sniff. Takapoyo yochel avzeh, because when he wasn't choyzeh, he belongs to the balabos. Takayochel avzeh, but it's not pshat is that there's a din chazore, so it's an akira on the kinyan schiras that he has. But to make a heter that there shouldn't be any isuri avelis because he's koni to the balabos, that alone is not enough of a siba lahata mneisha yochel avze. So that cannot be mafkia his yiradei de kechiyuvim. That cannot be mafkia his yiradei de kechiyuvim. So therefore, he is not permitted to work for the balabos. Hoysa meleches acherim biyodei. What is the din if someone gave him over work to do? Let us see Rashi. Im hoysa meleches acherim biyodei bebeisa. Here in his house, he has to make something for someone else. Could go in beged leroig. He has to weave a beged for someone. Hoyo uberchusei legoimro laachasman harei lo yase. So lochere, here Rashi is saying, he had obligations, he has to make a beged. But it seems he never obligated himself that this beged has to be ready at a certain time. He could end this beged later. So what right does he have to do the malacha now? He's a novel, so he'd be a novel. He's obligated to make the beged, I'll make the beged. There's no time limit. Okay, that is what Rashi is saying. Now, let us go back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Oysa meleches acherim biyodai. Af al pi shebiki boiles. Even though he's a kablan, that means his obligation is to make a beged. He's not a schir yoim. Doesn't get paid by the day. Lo yase, even though he's a kablon, he shouldn't do it. So it would seem from this lashon, afal pi shebiki boiles, v'loy mi boi she'ena ki boiles. That means like this: if he's a schir yoim, gets paid by the day, he's not allowed to do it. So even though he's a kablon, he was a mekablon himself to make a finished beged, he's also not allowed to do it. So it seems, by a kablin, the iser is more mechudishtik than by a schir yoim. Frag the Gemara, ki boiles adarabe, ki boiles kididei domi. If he's a kablan, he's here not allowed to do it, because it's kididei. Ala eimo bein kiboiles, bein she'eino kiboiles, lo yase. So this loshen afopishe kiboiles is misleading. No, the true loshen is that if he has meleches chaveiroi biyodoi, and he became a novel, so say he's a kablan, say he's not a kablan, not allowed to do it. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'af al pisha b'ki boilis he v'achem zagrais." The Rashi says, "Shekibol olov litzmisus oisei beged laogoi." I think Rashi means he's mekabel himself to finish the beged. He's not a schir yoy laogoi v'kach v'kach. See, even though he's a kablin, he's also not allowed to do it. In fact, kiboilis, lasois, to make it, pekach, pekach. So the Gemara says, so that's poshet, he's not allowed to. Kididei dami. That's poshet. So it's like his. But also, avol she'ena kiboilis, lehave kididei. But if he's a schir yoim, that's how the Chidushi Rebov says, if he's not a kablin, there l'chayra there's a svara to say that it should be permissible. Now, let us try to understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that we're saying an issa. A person has an obligation to make a beged for someone. Either he's a kablan or he's a schir yoim. Now, then he became a novel. So he has to take off the Yimei HaShivi. He's not allowed to work in Shiva. And the reason why he's not allowed to work in Shiva, the real reason is, Rashi said it in the beginning, Rashi said, Hoyl b'shusay l'goymroy la'achazman. And it seems this is the heter by a schir yoim also. It means every day he works and he'll get paid, but it seems there was no zman kavua that this has to be done. You can do it later. So if you can do it later, there's no heter whatsoever to do it b'mei avilusay. Seems there's no hefsid to the bailim. And there's no reason why we should be matim him to do it. We may have ilusa. But in the Hemshech of the Gemara tells us that it's more poshit by a kablin that it is also than by a schir yoim. Because by a kablin, it's kididei domi. It's like his. Now what exactly does the Gemara mean kididei domi? I thought, I don't know if this is the emesib shat, there's a whole sugya mesechtes bobekame umin koine bishvach keili. That means as follows, that when a umin makes, let's say, he has wood, and from the wood he makes furniture. So, this Yisroin Hashabius, this Yisroin Shvach, that means, let us assume that the wood belongs to the Balabais, not to the carpenter. And now the carpenter goes and makes a chair out of it. Now the wood was worth $5, the chair is worth $25. Now before he gives back the chair to the owner, who does this $20 value belong to? This $20 value came about through his work. This is a svar in the Gemara that umen keine schwach keili. That this $20 verkehrt, this Yisrin HaShavis, this belongs to the umen. This is his. And the Gemara to say, Amor di Kizach, that there's no Baal Tolin over here. Baal Tolin is by a worker. That means if I'm working for you, you have to pay me. Here, the Gemara says, he's not a worker. He's selling you something. That means he created a chair. The chair is his. And you give him to whatever the upmach is, how much you give it to him. So you have to purchase from him the chair. He's a merchant, not a worker. That is by a kablan. By a schir yoim. Schir yoim, it seems that you don't see umen kaine shvach keili. Whatever he does, he works each day. So ulchel be very good. So the Gemara is saying over here that a kablan, it's partially he's not allowed to work. It's when he works, it's kididei domi, it's his. No, the only problem is we pass neinum and kainim b'shvach keili. So that's why, so it's not too good. Unless I saw the Ktzais in Simen Shin Lamateh says, but if it is his materials, so then we do say umen kainim b'shvach keili. So the Yisroin shvach, zikr is his. So it could be we are speaking about that it is his materials. See later that normally a Kabbalan Taka used his own materials. That perhaps is Pshat in the Gemara. Or perhaps Pshat in the Gemara Kididei, there's a Svara by a Kabbalan. For example, we'll have late in the Sugya, we'll have, let us say that I'm not allowed to tell a goy to fix my car on Shabbos. That's a miralakum. That's a tosay. Don't to tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. But what if I go to a goy and I tell him, I want you to fix the car. And the goy decides to do it on Shabbos. Here the goy is a kabbalan. The goy only has to, I'm not paying him on the hour, I'm paying him, he has to give me back a fixed car. And he wants to fix the car on Shabbos, so he's doing it on his own accord. That means I'm doing it not because I want him to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it on Shabbos. So the goy wants to do it on Shabbos, so that's his cheshbon. So he's doing it for himself, not for me. The Melecha Shabbos is done for the goy. So perhaps the Gemara means as follows. If he's a Schir Yoim, so there's a Svara to say he's working for me. So could be the Issa Melecha doesn't apply as strongly as if he's a Kabbalan. If a Kabbalan is, he's working for himself. He's doing it for himself. Perhaps we better Liddi Day Dami. It's like he's doing it for himself. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says over here that he's not allowed to do it. And the Yisod is because it can be done later. Hoysa Malachtoi Biyad Acher. Another case. He's not working. But he has someone else, he gave someone else to work for him. So if the person is doing the malacha for him in his house, they shouldn't do it in his house. But if it is in someone else's house, then this is permissible. Let us see Rashi. What's the chshat? People will say, "Who ba'atzmei Messiah b'malach? He's helping him do it." Inami shelo yaimru b'me'evloi hiskiroi leze hapoyim. People should not say that he hired him b'me'evloi. So here we see that there's an issa for an oval to hire a worker. And if he's in his house, people will come to this conclusion. Look to Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara tells us a maisa. Mir yoin berei derovin, umar berei derav ache berei derovin, havelei ahu gamle deture. So, between both of them, they had a pair of shvarim. That means each one had a shayr. Seems the malacha that was done needed two shvarim, needed a pair of shvarim. So they were shutvim. He says they both, their shvarim, worked together. They rented out their shvarim. And that's used to get panose. Israel be milse be mar berei de ravache berei de ro. Chmonon etzlon, ravache berei, mar berei de ravache, became an oval. Became an oval, u poske le gamle. So mamele, so, he's an oval, so this week he's not sending out his shirt to do work. And now we'll see, Miriam was in hot water. That means he needed two to do the work.
And Mal Bereda Ravachas Shoyer is not working, so he's also out of business for a week. Let us see Rashi. Gamlo Semed Boko, this is a pair of Boko, Ben Shneim, between both of them, they had a pair of Boko, Shoyer Echoloze, Bisher Echoloze. Isra Bey Milse Avelitz, he became a noble. Poskei Le Gamle, Hivsik Shoyre Minatzemet, so he took his Shoyer that they won't be together. Now here Rashi brings down a very interesting lotion that an oval is mitzuve al shvises behemtoy. I thought, I don't know if this is emes pshat, but the Gemara learns out to isa maloche by an oval from a pasuk va'afachti chageichem le'evil. So the Gemara says, we are makish and oval tachak, just like there's an ism alocha bechak, so there's ism alocha be'oval. That's what the Gemara says. Now, I thought there's a machlekes harishainim, is there an iser shvises behemtoi beyondiv? Machlekes harishainim, it's a min reish membov, to bring down the top tzadikei. So machlekes harishainim, if there's an iser shvises behemtoi beyondiv. So lochere, I think that is pshat and rashi. That means that the Issa Melocha by an oval, we learn Akos and Makish and oval Lechak. Pafachti Chageichem Le'evil. So Memele, so if we will assume that by a Chak, by Yom Tov, there's an Issa Melocha, there's Issa Shvises Behemtoi, so then by an oval, there's Issa Shvises Behemtoi. So Memele, so he has to see that his behemoth also should not work. So Memele, so that was the problem. Omar Ravashi, Gavro Rabbe Kemar Berei de Ravachi. So he came to Mar Berei de Ravachi. You are Gavro Rabbe. Ovid Hochi. You did such a thing. Get a merit getain on him. Nehei de Livseida de Deilei Chayish. That means you're hefset. That you're sure won't be working this week. You're not Chayish. And Lochere, the lashon of the Gemara is a little too mild. I don't know if it's lechayish. I mean, if there's a din packet that is isa shvises behemtoy, so I mean, you're not allowed to. I mean, I'm not allowed to. Oba adacherim lechayish, but someone else is also getting involved. So maybe the medrash says that there were two people in a ship. So one of them started the digging a hole. So the other one asked him, what are you digging a hole? He says, what's your business? I'm digging on my side. About kaponim, but that's it. If you dig on one side, the ship will sink on the other side also. So Memela said, he had a tiny. He says, your cheshben, they're fine. But you know, Miriam is unemployed this whole week. Bosanim hoyu miskorim oimukorim eitzir acherim hareyelu yasu. So lechere, the dimin of the Gemara is, we learned hareyelu, if he is rented out to someone, so memele he himself does the work. So we said it's like there's a kinyan, there's a shibud, that the choyker has to the machia. So therefore, it's like I belong to you, so I can't, this is affecting you. I'm koni to you. I'm a shubah to you, so I can't take off work, even though I'm a noble. So lechere by two shutvim, it's also the same way. Lechere, each shayr is mishubid to the other shutif, that we're going to work together. That's the agreement of shutfis. So memele, so what kind of pshat is this? You go and Miriam is chabless for a week because you're a noble. The pseide d'achine ki goin Miriam lechayish. Like a mishada legamri, havalei pseide. So he has a hefsid, havalei beim alachash.
The given the shori, it's muta kidesanyim hoyo muchkorim. It's muta. Havle lemeches apseide de chavre. So this is a, you can't be frum on his plates over here. Meikar din, it's muta, because it's meshubet emilion, your share is meshubet emilion, so you should have sent out your share. Husovar odom choshev shani. Husovar, mar berei de ravache, odom choshev shani. Tohova ho, osalididei lameba. Since he's an odom choshev, an odom choshev should not. Shlomi ben Yosem says, kol chochom machmer al atzmoi. He has to be machmer. Lezus fasayim harchik mimcha. A chochom is a different shulchan aruch, a different, not what is mutter by him. He held odam choshev shani do ho vo ho, that means sai mitzad his hefsid. And sai mitzad the hefsid of the shutiv, also, l'didei l'mevat, he's not allowed to do it. That was his cheshbon. L'odom choshev is a different shulchan aruch. Let us see Taisvitz. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer va'af al gav. So now we hear to hear that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is matir for an oval to do malacha. Before we heard that if the ancient umen alohu, there's no one else to do it, so then, and it's a dover of it, so the oval alone is permitted to do malacha. So, ktoisvis, va'afal gav, rab shimon gamliel nami moidel, the rab shisha berei, the rab idi, the asurim bimei evloi. That means the Gemara brought, when someone speaks out, the Gemara said that Tanya Kibose the Rav Shisha Berei the Rav Idi. What's the Tanya Kibose? The Tanya Kibose is because it says that Zeisav Afuchim Tayanim Loi. He's not allowed to do it himself. So we see that an oval is more humble than regal. That's like Rav Shisha Berei the Rav Idi. So someone speaks out, that means if we would assume Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was matter, that the oval alone should do it, if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is chaylik, is not like Rabbi Shisha Berei de Ravidi, so what's Tanya Kavosi, the Rabbi Shisha Berei de Ravidi? The Tanakam says like him, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is chaylik on him. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Ravashi. So that's why Taisa says no. Shim Gamliel is also moide that an oval is more chomer than a reg. Vavel gav Rav Shim Gamliel nami moide le Rav Shisha bereid Ravidi. Da surin bimei evloi. But moide heiched ein shamum an alohu de shari yu betzine. But if there's in such a situation where there's no one else to do it besides him, so then Rav Shim Gamliel said, so then we have to be matir. Now let's put two dots. We'll start a new Dibramas. This is what the Rishash says. Yasu al yidei acherim. Now, here we were speaking about that harisim b'hakirim v'kablonim. So, yasu yidei acherim. So, Taisu says, mishum pseide de maskir sharinam. The heta over here is that they're rented out to them. And he's gonna have a hefsid if they won't do work in the shiva. Vigabe evloi the sharinen hu atzmoi. Before we learned that he himself is permitted. Be'ein shom sheyase kamoisa. Now all of a sudden Taisva says that for himself, he himself is permitted to do it. So Taisu says now, Absanu deher. Because there's no one better than him. Anu deher, there's no one better than him. V'umen l'rabim v'sapo. Mishum d'tzoyrech rabim. Regile shori. That what he's allowed to be a barber or a balon. There's a different heter over there. D'tzoyrech rabim. And it's a tzarech regel. V'yesh mefolshim. So Tosfos just threw in a vote that the reason that the Ovel himself is permitted to do by Adava Ha'ovid, by Ainsham Uman Alohu, so Tosfos says the vote is because there's no one as competent as him. Ve'einsham sheyase kamoisoi, so then he's permitted to do it. V'yesh mefolshim, that's not pshat. Tahod sharin la'ovol atzmoi k'shlo yimotze acherim. It's speaking about haynu davki k'shlo yimotze acherim. Not that you can't find someone as competent as him. There's no one else to do it. Kidamashma aloshin ve'ein shom umin elohu. He's the only one that can do it. Even though he's the most competent, if there's someone else that can do it, so let's forget about your kishrin. Let someone else do it. If there's no one else to do it, then they were mad. So now Tosfos says, "Miyu lefia tamaze." So now Tosfos has here a machlokes. This is how the Rosh Hashanah Gevurah learns Pshat and Tosfos. The Kanoir learns is Pshat and Tosfos. So then the chilik went, so we're saying as follows. Then there's a head of him to do it. But like this, we were only matir. We'll only matir the oval himself to do it if there's no one else to do it. That's according to the second pshat. According to the first pshat, we say, if there is someone else to do, but there's no one as competent as him, then he does. So Tosfos says, Mil v'yitamaze, according to the second pshat, lo yodanos, I don't understand, b'chamorim v'saporim, k'shem eskorim eitzel acherim, lo mei matzrich b'somoch ha'yidei acherim. So why over there isn't there the din that it should be done ha'yidei acherim? So it means that Shtik Teure with Rashi, it said, Arayhem Muskorim, Epsalomdus of Rashi, said, seems Tosfos didn't hold of that. That is not a svore to be matter, a novel to do Moloch himself. Let it be done to someone else. Well, if itam kamaneche, but according to the first pshat, so there's a new hagdore now. There's a gdore, if he's the most competent worker, so memele, so then he's permitted to do it himself. There's no one as competent as him. So then I understand the difference. But according to the second shot, it's very schwer why they were matter for him to do it. So Tosfos blies by Akash. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Shmuel, mekablei ki boiles. So Rashi says, b'soich ha-tchum osa. Chus la-tchum mutter. Let's see what Rashi says. Mekablei ki boiles, b'soich ha-tchum osa. Litein meloche lenochi b'ki boiles. To give a goy a meloche b'kiboylis. Kiboylis means he's a kablan. He'll do it. He has to do something. He has to fix my car. I'm not paying him on the hour. He has to fix my car. Is ki ovdi lei b'shabate. If he'll do it on Shabbos. The yodi kuli alma. Everyone will know he's working on my car in Shabbos. Va'omri, so what's wrong? He's working on my car. And people will say, ha-yoyim b'shabis yoyiv lei. So people will say, oh, Yenim's car, Yankel's car. See, the guy was working on it on Shabbos, and somebody gave it to him on Shabbos to work on. Va'ho d'shori b'yisilo b'perkama d'shabbos liten kelim l'koyvis b'erev Shabbos imcha sheicha. I, Beisilu, was matter that Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, you go to a cleaners and you go and you give them a beggar to wash, and in Shabbos they're gonna wash it. Afilu Beseichatchum, Mishum de Kvise Benochi Midi de Loiminker Velekech Shoda. No, the guy is washing clothes on Shabbos. Who knows? This is Yankel shirt, it's Bevel shirt. No one knows it. It's not a dovel that catches the eye. Avol midi de minka, but something that's nikel. This is Yenim's car. You can see the license plate, and everyone says car. Avol midi de minka besoicha tchum osa mishum chshod. So besoicha tchum. That means so even though miiker adin a kablon is permitted to do malacha for me because he's not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. He just knows he has to fix my car. When he does it, he does it according to his own convenience. When it's more convenient for him, he's a goy, and he's allowed to do malach on Shabbos. He's doing it on Shabbos because he wants to do it on Shabbos. But b'soich ha-tchum, if this is a-tchum, the soich ha-tchum of the ear, that they're going to go and see this, it's also because of chshad that people will think that I gave it to him in Shabbos. Chutz le-tchum, but what if it's chutz le-tchum? Mutter, because of chutz le-tchum, so no one is going to go from my city to where the guy is working, who's going to walk out of the tchum. So it's mutter. Omar Rav Pope, ba'afilu chutz le-tchum le-yamoron, elo deleke moso de mekar v'lohosam. That means that there's no Yiddish shtetl that is toich atchum from that place where the guy is working. Avol ike moso de mekar v'lohosam also. But if there is a city that is in the tchum of that city, so people of Aita realize that he's working on a Yiddish zach, they'll be able to see him working on Shabbos and Vaita, so there'll be a shot. Let us see Rashi. Avol ike moso de mekar v'lohosam. Oison poyalim nochem asuri de inin yodi. Because the people in that city will realize the hani nochim obdele malochi, and they'll say v'omri b'shabbat yoiv luhu. They'll say that it was given in Shabbos. Omar Rav Misharshi. Now Rav Misharshi said a third chumra. V'chilek moso de mikar v'lohosam. I feel that there's no city. That means where the goy lives in a desert, and it's chutz l'tchum. So Memela, no one is going to see what he's doing. Shabbos is no marisai. Namilei maran ela b'shabbos v'yisiv yomim toivim v'shchichi inshi da'ozli lahosam. People won't go there. It's chutz l'tchum. So who's going to go there? Someone made an erev tchumim. Nah, that's not shchir. Avol b'choylei shel moyid. But what if he's working chala moyid? The shrichi in she the ozli va'osula osam. Look, halamait people can go. So then they can pass by this place where this guy is working, and they'll see him working on, and they'll see, oh, he's working on Yankel's car, and memela they'll say two and two together, put two and two together. Mestama Yankel gave it to him to work on it in halamait. So then it is osar altmarisayim. So Rashi also the Omri Hayoim Yovulei.